I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It's kind of surreal. It hits you kind of quick. I'm not an emotional person, but like Harp said, I just really appreciate every single thing this league has done for me. I'm just gonna start by just saying I appreciate my parents, first and foremost, my wife's parents for the support throughout this whole entire process of being playing football from since I was 7 years old to now, and it's been a journey, and I had something written down and all this other stuff, but it just kind of went out the window. And you get up here, and I'm not even emotional, so I feel like I'm about to cry. But I just like to, just thank, Auburn University first, War Eagle. I know we came up short because outbound, but we'll come back. Don't worry about it. Just for giving me opportunity, a kid out of Fort Lauderdale, just trying to figure out, what I wanted to do with my life then, and to take up opportunity for me, to give me opportunity, obviously, to meet my wife, who also went to Auburn as well. So that's been a huge thing, and I appreciate Auburn for that. And I appreciate Harps and Ozzy and Eric, for giving me opportunity. 2011, gave me opportunity to come here as a Raven. It wasn't easy at all. As Harps said, it just, gave me a little welcome to the league mode my rookie year. But it also propelled me to go everywhere else and take that same knowledge and ability and take that to Detroit. And obviously I thank Detroit for giving me opportunity. I know in Baltimore, sorry, but they didn't give me opportunities. I don't know if I'd have been here. Thank you for Arizona for giving me opportunity as well. I'm going to say this very small. Thank you, Cincinnati Bengals, for just one time, because if they wouldn't get an opportunity, I wouldn't have came back here in 21 as well. So, just thank you for every single person getting opportunity. And I just like to thank definitely my wife, for 12 years. I don't know how she did it. And being home with the kids this fall and seeing how they run around and being able to coach my oldest son. Come here. Yeah, I know you don't like the camera. I know he's shy like me sometimes. But being able to, coach his team, my other son team as well. And just that part has been really good this fall. And I appreciate every single thing this game has taught me and brought me. And I can't be more grateful. But also, like I said, the Ravens, this is a class one organization. It's just I appreciate every single thing this organization brings and it teaches me. And let me get this little one right here. Come here, man. You feel left out, huh? And be able to welcome, like you see it, family, family first organization, and that's what this organization is about. And I appreciate every single thing this game has done for me and my family. And like I said, I don't really have too much to say. But I love this game, love it, and I'm glad 12 years has been, it's been a ride, ups and downs and all. And I appreciate every last one because they taught me moments I can teach my boys to grow up and be one day. And just, like I said, this Ravens is what it epitomizes every single day. Guys are just going to come out of nowhere. They're going to do what they need to do and be successful. Every single person that's come from the Ravens has always been successful somewhere. It happens all the time. Why? And it starts with the head man over there. And that's just where it starts at. It starts from organization, from top down, from every single person, from Ozzy, Eric, from the whole entire staff. And I appreciate every single thing they've done for me and my family and to be here. And thank you for 12 years, and I appreciate it.
Say thank you. Josh, we've talked to John before about that. You make a great coach.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate coaching? Is that what you want to do in your next?
I'm not going to say and lie to you. I feel like I've been doing some of that even last season, helping out just like even when I wasn't playing with Roquan and PQ and just like trying to get the guys just to, ready for like games and stuff like that, because I'm a selfless person. I feel like if one of us win, we all win. And that's just my mindset. And I've also coached my son's eighth grade football team this year, helping with the defense and had them doing some things this year. So I feel like that is – been something I've been wanting to do for a while. I know a lot of guys get to my age probably get a little scared of that, but I'm fine with that. Played 12 years, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity to get into coaching and being able to hopefully pour that knowledge to other guys, and hopefully they have successful careers as well.
Jeff, you got here. What do you remember thinking about your roster chances and about how difficult it was going to be to stick when you look at Ray Lewis being on the field and just this team's tradition?
Oh yeah, it was definitely. I knew it was definitely gonna be hard to make the team, but I think I have to thank guys like Darnell Ellaby, Jameel McClain, Alba McClellan, Brian Amadejo. For those guys, I wouldn't – Brendan, oh, my Lord, I'm going to say Brian. Brendan Amadejo, those guys for just, like, taking me under their wing and teaching me how to play the game, and they all undrafted linebackers, and how to make it, and how to, you know, pretty much survive. And it was hard. It was rough. You know, rookie, you're coming to an organization like this and where the expectation is at its highest. And you appreciate that because it makes it getting the best out of you every single time. And so that was tough. Obviously, I didn't make the roster, obviously. But when I did get a chance to get a call back, I got a call because this is crazy. I don't think anybody told this story. So when I got I had just interviewed for a job down in Fort Lauderdale as an academic advisor. And I still had on my suit and everything. And Ozzy called me. Literally just, I walked in the door. Called me and I was like, hello. He was like, it's Ozzy with the Ravens. I was like, okay. He's like, you want to come back to be with the Ravens? I was like, you sure? If I think I said first, and I was like, yeah. He was like, yes. And I was like, well, I just got done with a job interview. It's like, you ain't got to do the workout or nothing. Just come on, you bring me back. And I kid you not, I started crying because, and then you know, all the time I was just 20, whatever it was, 21, 22 at the time, trying to figure out, okay, what's my next phase? Football is over at the time. And to go from that to, you know, obviously playing 12 years is insane. And I got to give thank you for Ozzy for that phone call. I appreciate you.
Josh, you played 12 years, but so many people remember you for making the final tackle in the Super Bowl. Just reflect a little on that moment. And at that point, could you have ever thought that you'd play another 10 years? Knowing you were still trying to establish yourself at that point.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so that year started off, most of you guys know I broke my back in training camp that year. And when the second day, I believe, of pads or something like that, freak accident in practice. And that year was just like I was uncertain. My wife, I called, she was crying because I was in hospital, didn't know what was going on and everything. And I kid you not, I was kind of like skeptical. Like, I don't know if this might be my season, year, career might be over with this back issue. And I'm young still trying to, you know, establish myself in this league. But I got to give guys like Jerry Rosberg and Coach Harb, like I said, and just, you know, giving me opportunity and knowing that, okay, he's going to come back and contribute in some form or fashion for this team. And obviously I ended up coming back and played games and ended up starting games. Got a lot of guys hurt and given opportunities. And I think just about those opportunities I've had, I've always, you know, made success of them. I mean, never matter whenever they came, I don't know when they was going to come, but when those opportunities did come, I was like, I'm going to be ready. And when my name was called, I was always ready to go, knowing that I was able to handle it. And obviously that year, what better way to seal from the start of the year to, you know, uncertainty to, you know, win the Super Bowl and making the last tackle. So I think it's crazy. What's up?
So Jerry said we could run all the time off, but we almost did.
Yeah.
Taking the safety, so you knew it was going to be a kickoff after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was your thoughts? What was said in the huddle? What was your thoughts?
We all was just like, look, we gonna make sure we keep this ball all in front of us. I think I don't even know if we was all like sprinting all in that, because we just wanted to make sure like we gonna get him down no matter what. And I think if I'm not mistaken, I remember I went inside a little bit, then I came back outside, and he was just, you know, right there. I forgot who missed the tackle. Was it Jimmy? It was Jimmy. My guy, how ironic. My guy Jimmy Smith missed the tackle, right? Appreciate you, Jimmy, missing the tackle, you know? And then I ended up being right there to see them make that tackle. So, you know, it's a surreal, crazy moment. And we need another one, that's for sure. Anybody else? No, thank y'all for having me. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, my gosh.